409-5633.
America, greetings, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and all manner of skin diseases, psoriasis, acne, rosacea, eczema, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, autoimmune issues, digestive ailments, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, a standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we want to help you out. We welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side at 866-582-9933. If you want to contribute to the conversation, if you have a success story to share, if you have questions about the longevity products, 866-582-9933 is our phone number here on The Bright Side. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, if you want to purchase any of the longevity products, including my personal favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder that you add to water and drink, you can go to my website, brightsideben.com. We've got a shopping cart up there with all the longevity products you hear us talk about on The Bright Side. We've got articles and videos that explain some of what I call the Bright Side philosophy. And if you're interested in joining me in my mission to educate the world, to empower the world about the power of nutritional supplementation, about how effective a nutritional supplement program can be, you can click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com, and somebody will get back to you with information. You can also call Phyllis and Andy or Debbie or Nasima or Frank or Danette or Marcy or Angela or Janice at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. They know all about the longevity products and the longevity business. If you want to make a little money selling longevity products, they can help you do that. 866-735-2470 is their number. Well, thanks so much for joining us once again on The Bright Side. We want to continue our discussion on nutritional alternatives to cardiovascular drugs, beta blockers, blood thinner drugs, digoxin, linoxin, calcium channel blockers, all of these drugs that slow down the heart in a misguided attempt to protect the heart and to protect the heart from going into AFib, VFib, heart attacks, strokes, etc., etc. One of the most important strategies, one of the most important nutritional strategies for protecting the heart is lowering homocysteine, H-O-M-O-C-Y-S-T-E-I-N-E. Homocysteine is a toxic chemical that can build up in the blood when there are nutritional deficiencies present, especially deficiencies in the B vitamins, vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid. One of the fastest, most effective ways to have your homocysteine elevated is to have some kind of stomach acid deficit. Deficiencies in stomach acid are like begging to have a B vitamin deficiency and ultimately to have elevated homocysteine. Stomach acid, folks, is really, really important stuff. And if you're over the age of 50 or 60, the odds are pretty good that you're not making enough stomach acid. I find it somewhat ironic that anyone could possibly think that when they get older, they're making too much stomach acid. As we age, we don't make too much of anything. The hallmark feature of aging is a slowing down of the production of fluids and cells and stomach acid is no exception. If you're over the age of 50 or over the age of 60 and you're dealing with digestive issues, I would say more than likely you're dealing with some kind of stomach acid deficiency and not a surplus. In the book Why Stomach Acid is Good for You by Dr. Jonathan Wright, great book if you think you're dealing with heartburn or you're dealing with gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD. In the book, Dr. Wright says it's very rare that people are making too much stomach acid, especially as they get older. More than likely, if you're dealing with a digestive issue, including heartburn and GERD, and I'll explain how this works here in a little bit, more than likely you are dealing with a deficiency in stomach acid. And by the way, it's not just aging that can cause a decline in stomach acid production. There's something called gastritis, which is an often undiagnosed condition that can cause a decline in stomach acid production. Often the cause of gastritis is an infection with a bacteria called H. pylori. These days, many people have heard of H. pylori. H. pylori has an interesting story associated with its history. Today, we know H. pylori is a common culprit in many digestive diseases, especially diseases that involve the upper part of the intestine and the stomach, ulcers, gastric ulcers, duodenal ulcers, and gastritis. In the 1960s and 1970s, even in the 1980s, the prevailing wisdom among doctors was that ulcers and gastritis were the result of lifestyle issues, stress, alcohol, smoking. Doctors thought that ulcerations and gastritis were actually caused by an increase in stomach acid that gradually eroded the stomach lining. I remember back in 1986 when I started my pharmacy career, the two best-selling drugs in America were Tagamet and Zantac. I'd say probably 10% or more of the prescriptions that I filled when I graduated pharmacy school were for 60 Tagamet, take one BID twice a day in pharmacy talk, or if you could afford the higher-tech version, Zantac was the high-tech version. It was supposed to be taken once a day. And almost 10% of the prescriptions that I was filling were for either Tagamet or for Zantac. Then in the late 1970s, a couple of Australian doctors came on the scene, Dr. Barry Marshall and Dr. J. Robin Warren. Dr. Warren in particular was fascinated with some of the high-tech endoscopes that were being developed at the time, and he started to do some gastric biopsies. And one of the things he noticed was that there seemed to be a lot of inflammation whenever there was some kind of stomach issue, an ulceration or gastritis, seemed to be associated with an immune response. Where have you heard that before? So anyway, Dr. Warren was doing these biopsies, and he noticed that there was inflammation, there was an immune response that was associated with gastritis and with ulcers. And as he started to examine these biopsies, he noticed that there seemed to be a bacteria that was always present whenever there were these inflammatory sites. And the more biopsies he did, the more he noticed this phenomena. And then in 1981, he met Dr. Marshall, and the two really got going with their theory. They did lots of biopsies, and they discovered that this bacteria was pretty much always present in biopsies from patients who had gastritis and ulcers. But in 1981, doctors all knew that no bacteria could ever live in the stomach because of its acidity, and all doctors knew that it was stress and it was alcohol that caused ulcers and gastritis. And when doctors Marshall and Warren presented their findings to other physicians, they were less than well received. In fact, they were publicly humiliated and personally attacked by drug company experts as well as by their fellow physicians. And this is a historical pattern we see over and over and over again in medical history. We see that when there's new ideas that come about, the establishment, the mainstream, poo-poos it first and then ridicules the proponents of the new ideas. And then finally, they accept the new findings. So doctors Marshall and doctors Warren went around talking about how there's bacteria that are involved with inflammation, and the inflammation seems to be involved with gastritis and ulcerations, and nobody would listen to them. They were laughed at, they were ridiculed, they were humiliated. Finally, in desperation, Dr. Marshall actually drank a bunch of H. pylori, gave himself the symptoms of gastritis, and then cured himself with antibiotics. And even then, no medical journals would publish his work. Until finally, after the work was repeated in several laboratories and petri dishes, the Lancet published his findings. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us today, folks. We are here every day, 8 to 9 Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central Time on the Genesis Communication Network and on radio stations around the country. If you want to talk to us today, our number is 866-582-9933. We got a couple lines open for you. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, you can go to my website, brightsideben.com. We have a shopping cart up there with all the products, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Healthy Start Pack, the OsteoFX Plus, and the Ultimate Essential Fatty Acids. You can purchase it off the shopping cart, or you can call Phyllis and Andy or Debbie or Nasima at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Continuing on with this, with our idea, with our talk on nutritional alternatives for cardiovascular drugs, we've been talking about the B complex and lowering homocysteine specifically in terms of the B complex, vitamins B12, B6, and folic acid. One of the most important things about the B vitamins, vitamin B12, is they require stomach acid for their absorption. B12 actually requires a whole bunch of different things to go right in the digestive system. In order for it to be absorbed correctly, stomach acid is one of the things that needs to happen. Secretion of stomach acid is one of the things that needs to happen. In the book, Why Stomach Acid is Good for You by Dr. Jonathan Wright, he explains that most people who think they have heartburn caused by too much stomach acid are actually suffering from achlorhydria or hypochlorhydria, which means deficiencies in stomach acid. Before we went to break, I was telling you the story about Dr. Marshall and Dr. Warren from Australia, these two guys who were doing gastric biopsies in the late 1970s and early 1980s, and they noticed that there seems to be a bacteria that's present whenever there is ulcers, whenever there are ulcers or there is a condition called gastritis, which is an erosion of the gastric lining. Back in those days, everybody thought it was too much stomach acid that caused these problems, too much stomach acid as a result of stress or lifestyle issues like smoking and alcohol. And Drs. Marshall and Warren were screaming at the top of their lungs, no, there's a bacteria present, there's inflammation, it's an immune response, and nobody would listen. And finally, in desperation, Dr. Marshall had to drink a whole bunch of H. pylori himself. He gave himself the symptoms of gastritis, and then he cured himself with antibiotics. And even then, no medical journals would publish his literature until finally several other laboratories repeated his work. This time they didn't drink the stuff. They put it, they used beakers and petri dishes. And then finally The Lancet, which is one of the most important medical journals in the world, published his research in 1984. And even then, it still took about 10 years before finally it became standard theory that it is a bacteria that is involved with causing gastritis and causing ulcerations. And today, antibacterial treatments and antibiotics are the standard therapy for treating gastritis and ulcers. And Drs. Marshall and Warren are considered to be medical heroes. This is a trend we see repeated over and over again. We talked about Dr. Kilmer McCulley from Harvard, who went around saying it's homocysteine and it's not cholesterol that is the cause of heart disease or one of the main causes of heart disease. And again, we see nobody would listen to Dr. McCulley until 20 years later. Finally, it's accepted that homocysteine is involved with causing heart disease. And now Dr. Kilmer McCulley is considered a medical hero. This happens over and over and over and over again. It's why I say you don't want to pay any attention to medical advice from your physician unless you've verified it, unless you've checked it out for yourself, and unless you've done your own research. More often than not, what you're hearing from your doctor is just medical dogma. And the definition of dogma is a belief that is not based on evidence. It's based on faith. And there's nothing wrong with dogma in terms of spirituality and religion, but when it comes to medicine, it comes to health of the body, you don't want to be paying attention to anybody's dogma, whether it's a doctor or even a nutritionist or even a pharmacist who does a radio program called The Bright Side. Trust yet verify. Listen to what people are saying and then verify things for yourself. More often than not, when it comes to the medical model anyway, what you're getting in terms of that's supposed to be hardcore scientific fact is really nothing more than medical dogma that's just based on faith and not evidence. And this story about H. pylori is a perfect example. One of the things that H. pylori does in terms of thriving in the stomach is it attacks the cells that make stomach acid. Bacteria, H. pylori anyway, can't live where there's a lot of acid. So one of the first things that H. pylori does when it goes into the stomach is it attacks the cells that make stomach acid. Those cells are called the parietal cells. They're on the top of the top part of the stomach, and H. pylori kills those cells off. And by the way, H. pylori infection seems to be quite common. Acidification of the stomach is your best strategy for keeping H. pylori at bay. The betaine HCl and the ultimate enzymes are a great way to support stomach acid. So can apple cider vinegar. Now, apple cider vinegar can also support stomach acid. Take a couple shots of apple cider vinegar after meals. Even if you don't think you have a problem with your digestive system, you'll get minerals in the apple cider vinegar, and it can be a great way to help the digestive process along, even if you don't have digestive problems. If you have really bad digestive issues, you can always take HCL drops, hydrochloric acid drops, that can be made for you from a compounding pharmacist. And then there's the rosacea connection to H. pylori. There are several published papers, one in the Journal of Gastroenterology that was published in 1998, another one from the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology in March of 1999, that associate the rosacea breakout syndrome with H. pylori infection. If you're dealing with rosacea, you may want to at least try some stomach acidification strategies. Apple cider vinegar or the ultimate enzymes are two things you might try. There's also a product called Swedish Bitters that contain an herb called gentian, G-E-N-T-I-A-N, and that can also help improve stomach acidity. Low stomach acid can also cause the little muscle that connects the esophagus to the stomach. It's called the lower esophageal sphincter. It's like a little muscle ring. Under conditions of low stomach acid, that little muscle ring can relax, and that can result in heartburn. And this is what Dr. Jonathan Wright talks about in the book Why Stomach Acid is Good for You. Low stomach acid can cause that little sphincter to release, to loosen, to weaken. The little acid that's in the stomach can then splash back, and you'll think you're making too much acid. You may take an antacid, or you may get Nexium or Prilosec from the doctor, and you'll end up causing even further decreases in stomach acid. You're actually using an antacid to treat a condition that's actually caused by too little stomach acid. Once again, if you're dealing with GERD, you're dealing with heartburn, try acidification strategies, betaine HCL from the ultimate enzymes, Swedish bitters, peppermint may help, apple cider vinegar. These are all strategies for improving stomach acidity. Bloating, belching, gas can all be indicative of stomach acid deficiencies. If you have a history of digestive problems, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, or even chronic indigestion, the odds are even better that you're dealing with at least a mild case of hypochlorhydria, low stomach acid, deficiencies in stomach acid. The important thing to keep in mind here is that in the digestive system, there are numerous steps that take place to digest and absorb nutrients from foods as they pass from the mouth into the stomach through the intestines. And each one of these steps is important. One step follows another. They have to happen in sequence. If they don't happen, if one is missing, the whole sequence gets messed up and the entire digestive process goes awry. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll take your phone calls when we come back from our break. 866-582-9933 is our number. You are listening to The Bright Side. We're going to take a break and be back with more good health information right after this.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number is 866-582-9933. In addition to that book I was telling you about, Heartburn, or Why Stomach Acid is Good for You, by Dr. Jonathan Wright, and it is pretty much my favorite book on heartburn. Dr. Jonathan Wright does some really, really good work. He's got a newsletter called Nutrition and Healing you might want to look into. He's one of my all-time favorites when it comes to some of these ideas that you hear us talk about on the Bright Side. A couple other good books. Dr. Sherry Rogers has one called No More Heartburn. And then Dr. James Balch, who wrote classic Prescription for Nutritional Healing book, Dr. Balch and Dr. Morton Walker have a book that they co-wrote called Heartburn and What to Do About It. And these are all three good books to talk about stomach acidification and why your heartburn isn't necessarily caused by too much stomach acid, as we talked about in the last segment. I want to continue talking about this idea how when food travels through from the mouth through the digestive tract, it goes through certain steps in much the same way that your car goes through certain steps as it goes through the car wash tunnel. And each one of those steps is important. If a step is missing, say you're not making enough stomach acid, all of the steps that occur downstream from that missing step can be compromised. And that can have a tremendously negative effect on all-around health in terms of nutritional absorption, absorbing nutrients. We'll talk about that when we continue our discussion on nutritional alternatives for cardiovascular disease tomorrow. We'll also be talking, hopefully anyway, to Dr. Joel Wallach tomorrow. He's going to be doing a lecture in the Denver area, and we'll be the first week in May, and we'll be having a conversation with him in the second half of the program tomorrow on the Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. Got a bunch of folks waiting to talk to us on hold. So without further ado, let's take our first phone call. Jack in Michigan. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, hi, Ben. I spoke with you briefly yesterday. I've got a 22-year-old son with hand tremors.
Okay, I remember that. Now, did you tell me that anything going on in the digestive system? That's the first thing.
As far as I know, everything's pretty normal. He doesn't complain about anything, but he was on a series of shots for allergies for about a year and a half to 2 years.
I remember that. You told me that. Is that when the tremor started?
Well, I think he was okay before that, but when I was talking to him yesterday, he said, Dad, my hands have been shaking since I can remember.
Okay, well, that's not a good thing. Here's the deal. There's a lot of nutrients that help support the electrical activity of the body, the nervous system activity, and hand tremors are a sign that something's going wrong with the nervous system, with the electrical energy system. Now, if he's not absorbing nutrients, that can cause it, because the nutrients that are most electrical in the body are the minerals, electrolytes, B vitamins, and essential fatty acids, and all of those require, for example, stomach acid to be absorbed. We've been talking about stomach acid the last couple of days. That would be one thing that I think about. Get him on some apple cider vinegar after meals. Get him on the ultimate enzymes. Get him on probiotics. Look for food intolerances, allergies, food allergies, and look for digestive symptoms, loose stools, cramping, heartburn, bloating, constipation, anything that's a digestive symptom. That would be the first thing that I would do, Jack. Secondly, try to focus on liquid nutrients, especially liquid B vitamins, liquid electrolytes, and liquid essential fatty acids. I wouldn't even bother with the essential fatty acid capsules for your son, just in case he does have something going on in the digestive system. Get him on some liquid essential fatty acids. Something like Udo's Blend is a good one. Whatever you do, liquid omega-6s and liquid omega-3s. Look for some liquid B vitamins and electrolytes. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine will be perfect. The regular Tangy Tangerine is also a good product, or the what they call the Ultimate Classic. Those are also good sources of electrolytes. Juices, soups, think electrolytes, think essential fatty acids, and think about B vitamins, and then also make sure that you're working on the digestive system. That's where I would be focusing, Jack. And let me know how he does. I'd like to stick with this case. It sounds kind of interesting. So stay with us. Either communicate with me by email, ben@ksco.com, or on the radio program at 866-582-9933. Thanks so much for calling from Michigan, Jack. Moving on to Ohio. What's up, Pat?
I'm having trouble with hypertension.
Okay.
And, I'm doing all the things you suggest diet-wise. I'm staying away from grains, sugars, and no fried foods.
Okay.
And I'm even taking a number of supplements specifically for hypertension, but I still have trouble getting my numbers down.
Okay. The number one reason why people have hypertension, there's a lot of reasons, but one of the main reasons, I should say, is elevations in insulin. So I would be focusing on hypertension first and foremost as a blood sugar issue. That would be the first thing I think about. Something interesting about high blood pressure we've talked about before, and maybe you've heard me say this before, Pat, maybe not. When tissues are not getting oxygenated properly, when oxygen is not being delivered to tissues, the body will clamp down on the circulatory system and increase the pressure of the blood in an effort to get more oxygen to the tissue. So simple, deep breathing techniques are one of the most effective ways that you can lower your blood pressure. If you have a blood pressure cuff at home, Pat or anybody listening, if you're dealing with high blood pressure issues and you have a blood pressure cuff at home, or you can get to a drugstore or someplace where they have a high one of those little blood pressure machines, just test it out yourself. Take your blood pressure and then do about two or three minutes of deep breathing techniques, slow breathing in, powerful breathing out, And the exhalation is just as important as the inhalation. And then do your blood pressure again, and you will notice in front of your very eyes that you will have a dramatic drop in blood pressure just by spending 2 or 3 minutes of deep breathing. And I'm always looking for the most benign, the most gentle, the most non-toxic treatments for all health conditions. That's why I talk about nutrition so much, is because it's so benign and gentle. And that's why I'm ripping on the medical model so much, because it's so not benign and so not gentle. So something as simple as deep breathing techniques can help lower blood pressure. Water, drinking more water, can also help lower blood pressure. It can help deliver more blood to more oxygenated blood to tissues and lower blood pressure in that manner. So try drinking more water. That's another gentle, benign strategy for lowering blood pressure. Also, focus on insulin and blood sugar. I don't know if you've ever had your insulin checked. You may want to have it checked, or you may just want to use some insulin strengthening strategies. Number one, intermittent fasting, reducing calories. These are great ways to lower. Both of those are great ways to help lower insulin. Certainly restricting or limiting your calories from insulin spiking foods, bread, pasta, potatoes, cereal, fruit juice, fruits, corn, grains of all kind, refined flours of all kind, sugars of all kind. Those are all the foods that will spike your insulin. Reducing those can be helpful. Then there's some great electrolytes. Those are minerals with electrical properties that can help lower blood pressure. Probably the most important is magnesium. It's got an amazing relaxing effect for the entire body. Magnesium and calcium are in balance in the body. Calcium has a constricting effect. And magnesium has a dilating, relaxing effect. Calcium and magnesium balance is very important. If you're eating the standard American diet, typically, for most people anyway, we're getting way more calcium than magnesium. Our calcium to magnesium balance is off, and that can throw off blood pressure. You may want to try 1,000 milligrams a day of magnesium, or get on the OsteoFX Plus or the OsteoMag product from Youngevity. Both of those feature liquid magnesium that's easy to absorb. One of the problems with magnesium is it requires an intact fat absorption system, especially around the gallbladder and the liver and bile, for absorption of magnesium. So if you have any digestive issues, that will compromise your body's ability to get in magnesium. There's one more nutrient I want to tell you about that's very, very, very important for lowering blood pressure. Hang tight, Pat. We'll get to that when we come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number today is 866-582-9933. We're going to take a break and come back right after this. Don't go away.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels and their memory and their mood and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you're not prepared,
get preparedexpo.com.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th.
Get preparedexpo.com.
Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change, water filtration, wholesale batteries, freeze-dried foods, MacGyver 101, storm shelters, shortwave and ham radios, solar power, buy your first farm, heating with wood, home defense, ammo, homeschool your children, and teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. Get preparedexpo.com, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri, Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors, Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pinnick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. Get preparedexpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at getpreparedexpo.com. Don't miss getpreparedexpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a note here from Deborah. Says, I am a 44-year-old female, no high blood pressure, no diabetes, no high cholesterol, no heart problems, but I am overweight to obese. I exercise almost every day, 1 to 1.5 hours of cardio, 30 to 45 minutes of weight training. I've recently gone to the doctor for a well woman check after not having done one in 16 years. My doctor informed me that I have multiple ovarian cysts, and the largest one is on my left ovary, measures 7.6 centimeters. I have multiple fibroids, adenomyosis, which is, by the way, an increase in the lining of the endometrium, and my uterus measures 11 centimeters. The doctor's recommending I have a hysterectomy. Of course he is, because he's a doctor, and that's what doctors do. Listen, if you have a hysterectomy, women, if you have a doctor removing your female organs, you are at risk for numerous health issues for the rest of your life. Now, if you have cancer, that's one thing, but just to have a hysterectomy because you have cysts or fibroids is absolute stupid medicine. Stupid, stupid, stupid medicine. And any doctor who tells you to have a hysterectomy because you have cysts is not practicing medical detective work the way he should be. If you have cysts, if you have fibroids, if you have growth issues like adenomyosis, you have a problem with estrogen and you have a problem with insulin. And I'm not sure, ma'am, why you think you don't have diabetes, because you have all the signs of diabetes and you have all the signs of elevated insulin. I'm not sure how you can have no high blood pressure either, but we'll leave that aside. Focus on insulin and focus on estrogen when you have any problems with cysts or fibroids or endometriosis or adenomyosis or any kind of growth issues. Focus on your estrogen and focus on your insulin. In terms of estrogen, work with fat absorption. Take essential fatty acids, especially omega-3 essential fatty acids. Make sure you're on digestive enzymes. As far as insulin goes, use all the insulin-lowering strategies we talk about all the time on this program, including magnesium, B vitamins, reducing your intake of insulin-spiking foods, chromium and vanadium like you'll find in the sweeties. Focus on anytime you have issues with growth, whether it's cysts or fibroids or endometriosis or even skin tags or acne, which are also skin growth kinds of issues, focus on estrogen and focus on insulin. All right, as far as Pat goes, Pat, do we still have Pat in Ohio, hypertension? Pat?
Yes.
Okay. So, Pat, this is what you're going to need to do. Number one, work on your digestive system. You got to make sure that you're absorbing your electrolytes and absorbing fatty acids and absorbing the B complex. All three of those are very important for lowering blood pressure. In terms of electrolytes, think about magnesium especially, but also to a certain extent potassium. Most people are out of balance on their sodium to potassium as well as their calcium to magnesium. We get way more sodium than we do potassium. We get way more calcium than we do magnesium. So taking in potassium and magnesium can be helpful. The best way to get your potassium is in vegetables and vegetable juices. The best way to get your magnesium is as supplemental magnesium. Look for either magnesium aspartate or magnesium glycinate, or also the liquid magnesium that you'll find in the OsteoFX. OsteoFX Plus, that is. I think it's called OsteoFX Plus, or even the OsteoMag product from Youngevity. And then in terms of the B-complex, use the liquid B-complex. You'll bypass any digestive issues if you have those. Get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's a great way to get liquid B-complex. You can also use the regular Tangy Tangerine or the Ultimate Classic, which will also get you the B-complex, as well as electrolytes. And then use the liquid, either the liquid essential fatty acids, Udo's blend, or the ultimate EFAs. You could probably use those as well from Youngevity, and that'll help. And don't forget about the deep breathing techniques, and don't forget about hydration. And guaranteed 100% hypertension is one of the easiest things to treat. If you do all the things we just talked about, including stabilizing insulin, I didn't mention that, stabilizing insulin, reducing your insulin spiking foods, using the chromium and vanadium, and also zinc is great for helping stabilize insulin and blood sugar as well. Get on 50 milligrams of zinc. There's so many different ways you can go here. But if you do even 50 or 60% of those things that we just talked about, those tips I just gave you, you should have no problem lowering your blood pressure. Lowering blood pressure is one of the easiest markers, easiest health markers to do to accomplish lowering blood pressure. And as I say, just simple deep breathing techniques can do it. Thanks so much for calling. Pat in Ohio, moving on to Charlotte in Maryland. What's up, Charlotte? Oh, we lost Charlotte. Then let's go to John in Colorado. Hey, John. Do we have John? John dropped off, too. Okay. Edgar in Florida, then. Let's take Edgar. Got plenty of calls here. Edgar.
How you doing, Ben?
What's up, buddy? Hey.
Yeah, and my cousin, he's taking Atenolol, and he's around 27 years old. He's about, like, 200 pounds. And he's in okay shape. I would say maybe 15 pounds overweight. But what would you recommend?
What's the Atenolol for blood pressure?
Yes.
Okay, same idea. Atenolol, for the listeners, is a beta blocker drug. Among the most toxic and nasty drugs of all are the beta blockers. I mean, I know I say that about a lot of drugs, but the beta blockers are among the worst. Calcium channel blockers are pretty bad, too. For a 27-year-old to be taking a beta blocker, again, that's just sloppy medicine, bad medical detective work. What we want to do is we want to figure out why that blood pressure is up. If there's elevations in weight, if his weight gain, if he's 15 pounds overweight, chances are he's looking at prediabetes. His insulin may be out of whack. The same things that we just talked about with Pat in Ohio. Stabilize that insulin. Work on the digestive system. Use liquid liquid B vitamins, liquid electrolytes, essential fatty acids. Once again, just to, in the interest of reviewing what we talked about with Pat, stabilize the insulin. That is, reduce your intake, or have your cousin, I think you said, reduce his intake of insulin-spiking foods, the breads, the pastas, the fruit juices, flours of all kinds, cereal, grains of all kinds, and then strengthen insulin using chromium, vanadium, like you'll get in the Sweeties from Youngevity. Magnesium and zinc can also have an insulin-strengthening effect. Alpha-lipoic acid, we don't talk about that a lot on this program, that can also strengthen insulin. The amino acids taurine and arginine can both have a powerful insulin-stabilizing effect. Let's see what else here. As far as the digestive system goes, if he has any issues with his digestion, that will impact absorption of those nutrients. So you got to work on maybe stomach acidification using betaine HCl or hydrochloric acid drops. Those are good ways to acidify the stomach. Digestive enzymes may be helpful. Probiotics are always helpful for everybody. In fact, I was just reading an article I was going to talk about today about probiotics and cardiovascular health. the more we learn about these bacteria that live in the colon, the more we're finding out that almost every single health issue you can name has some kind of connection to these bacteria in the colon. Everybody benefits from a good probiotic supplement, 80 to 100 billion units a day, multiple strains of bacteria. Let's see what else for hypertension. Oxygenation is very important. Deep breathing techniques, drinking water can be helpful. These are all great things that you can do to help lower blood pressure. And once again, Edgar, as I said to Pat earlier, lowering blood pressure is one of the easiest health markers to change out of all the health markers. Lowering blood pressure is one of the easiest ones that you can change. And there's no reason to be on a toxic pharmaceutical like a beta blocker simply to lower blood pressure if you have not exhausted all of your non-toxic alternatives, your nutritional alternatives, basically. Thanks so much for calling, Edgar in Florida. Let's see if we can squeeze one more phone call in to Carol in Maryland. Real quick. What's up, Carol?
Hi. Hi, just taking all my vitamins. I'm so thankful for you. I am so thankful for you.
Thank you.
You explained it.
I haven't even helped
all.
You yet.
What?
Have I helped you already?
Yeah. Yes. I had a heart attack in November. And
okay.
Thank God my mother raised me. She was exercising with Jacqueline in the 50s and worked in health food stores and took vitamins her whole life and exercised. You know, had all her marbles right until she, you know, passed at 86. But, and that was because of the doctors.
You know, Carol, we're going to run out of time. I only got about 30 seconds here.
Okay.
Do you want?
I'm taking this Lisin Pro. The thing.
Lisinopril. Is it called Lisinopril?
Right. And I want to. I stopped taking it because it's so nasty, and I looked it up on the internet. Said K2 was something that kept the calcium out of your blood.
I'm not sure what you're saying.
From depositing in your soft tissue. K2.
Okay, I'm not sure what you're asking me. Lisinopril is a fancy high tech diuretic type of drug for blood pressure. I'm not sure what your question is, Carol. Why don't you give us a call back tomorrow and we'll take you first thing at 866-582-9933. Thank you, folks. Appreciate all my letter writers and listeners and phone callers. Hope we helped you out today. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We will talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.